Civilizations are like islands on the ocean of barbarism. Over this one, the Sphinx has gazed and watched for 5,000 years. At the foot of such mountains of stone, everything becomes minute and insignificant. Man is an insect. But yet, it was men who built these massive monuments. And the names of pharaohs whose tombs they are have crossed the ages. Their glory has defeated time.
Pharaoh of the Fourth Dynasty, 4,500 years ago. Here is the great pyramid which he built to defend himself against death.
455 feet high, he achieved the building of the highest monument then known to man. The area it covers is vast enough to hold St. Peter's Cathedral in Rome, the cathedrals of Florence and Milan, Westminster Abbey and St. Paul's. 3 million blocks of stone, some of them weighing 30 tons, were assembled by Cheops' faithful workmen to achieve this fabulous construction. At the center of it, the pharaoh planned his inner chamber, where his mummy was to lie in splendor for eternity.
At the foot of this pyramid, in the rock, a temple was built, and there were kept the barges of Cheops, the barges of night. In these large wooden vessels, the dead pharaoh could continue his voyage in darkness towards eternity. But all that remains of him is a small ivory figure, showing a noble face, the nose aquiline, the jaw determined, and the hieroglyphs representing the name he gave to his pyramid. Cheops dominates the horizon.
The Pyramid of Khephren. It too bears an inscription, Khephren is great. Yet, out of respect for his father Cheops, Khephren built his pyramid on a slightly smaller scale. Each side of the base measuring 710 feet, the angle being 52 degrees, it reaches a height of 445 feet. The brilliant covering of polished limestone on the apex originally extended over all four sides, adding to the magnificence of the pyramid.
The face of Khephren has come down to us sculpted in green diorite streaked with white, a rare stone he brought back from an expedition. Here he is, close to us, in the guise of the Sphinx, carved in rock near his tomb.
Mykerinus. A third monumental tomb was soon to complete this immense funeral site of Gizeh and make it one of the wonders of the world. Though smaller, the Pyramid of Mykerinus is perhaps the most impressive for being the culminating point of a vast design. Having built it, the workmen climbed down from its granite flanks and, laying down their tools, looked up with wonderment.
Great and powerful was Memphis, the capital city in the plain which joined Upper and Lower Egypt.
Great and powerful were the pharaohs, who on this side of the Nile built for eternity. Its aim accomplished, the fourth dynasty collapsed. But the pyramids still stand. And the inscription on the one that completed the design claims, "Divine is Mykerinos."
Here three pharaohs reign, Cheops, Khephren, and Mykerinos. Sarcophagi may be empty, wrappings unwound, yet Cheops, Khephren, and Mykerinos still reign, bearing the double crown of Upper and Lower Egypt. They reign over their court, buried round them, over these small pyramids where their queens lie, over the tombs of their ministers, over the whole hierarchy, sleeping forever. Chamberlains, high priests, buffoons, architects, courtesans, each in his proper place in these funerary chambers which are called mastabas. For this is a royal palace of the dead, with triumphal perspectives, pavilions, corridors, secret rooms, strong walls.